For the U.S. Africa Civil Society Forum is an effort of several organizations here in Washington, D.C., including the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights, Open Society Foundation, Freedom House, Amnesty International USA, as well as Frontline Defenders. And what we're doing is advocating around issues in the upcoming U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, which is taking place in August of this year. And what we're advocating for is twofold. Number one, to have issues of human rights and civil society to be taken seriously and addressed at the agenda, given the major democratic backsliding we're seeing across the continent. And secondly, to have the official participation of human rights and civil society groups in the Leaders Summit itself.
How many countries are actually represented at the forum that you are currently hosting here in Washington?
The group we have assembled right now, I'm actually with some of them right now at the Russell Senate office building where we just had a meeting with a senator. We have 13 different countries represented, as well as several from diaspora groups, and they represent a vast range of issues from corruption and transparency to discrimination to rule of law. So we have an incredible mix of people that cover very diverse topics, but all centrally related to the promotion and protection of human rights.
Is Zimbabwe represented at this forum?
Absolutely. We have some great representatives from Zimbabwe. Among them is Irene Petras, who is from, as you may know, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, as well as Arthur Gwagwa from the Human Rights NGO Forum.
But Zimbabwe itself as a country is not invited to the Leaders Forum. So what contribution do you think the participants at your conference will be able to make towards the Leadership Summit?
So Mugabe has not been invited to the Leaders Summit. However, our civil society representatives from Zimbabwe offer invaluable input, I think, for a number of reasons. Number one is that Zimbabwe, and under the rule of ZANU-PF and President Mugabe, has been a trailblazer in the realm of suppressing civil society through various means, most recently through the unjust rule of law, where you can see the use of repressive legislation, including the PVO Act, for instance, or POSA, or the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, to stifle the activities of civil society, as well as legal attacks on human rights defenders and lawyers, including Beatrice Mtetwa being the most recent prominent case. So they offer valuable input in how to counteract those attacks, because we're not only seeing that in Zimbabwe, we're seeing that throughout the African continent, where leaders who've been in power for many, many years and want to hold on to power are now using legal means instead of overt physical violence that we've seen in the past to maintain power.